I would like to offer the floor, the microphone, the room to Valiant. As we understand it, Valiant is the Ascended Master name of a special guy that I really enjoyed and loved in his final incarnation upon Earth, Herbert Beigel, whose wonderful daughter Geraldine is here with us today. Herbert, for those who knew him, virtually always wore white, with his white suit, his white shoes, his white hat, to all the various Ascended Master activity sessions, conferences, conclaves that he attended. He reminds me, in my mind's eye, in his elder years, of looking a little bit like the Wizard of Oz, the guy behind the curtain. And he was just as jovial and probably a lot wiser. And he knew Mama Ballard, loved Mama Ballard, Edna Ballard, who became Lotus. He would talk of her often, and he came into the Summit Lighthouse activity and supported Elizabeth Clare Prophet in her messengership. And he was a great proponent of the Ascended Masters. He is one that we can call to for on behalf of Chicago because he lived here for many years. He cared about what the Great White Brotherhood did to the point where he, even in his elder years, would still come to conferences when he had to use a cane and even a walker. He put aside that time to be present. And he put in the time in his daily prayer session for Saint Germain, Mighty Victory, the Divine Director, Godfrey and Lotus, and the Ascended Masters whom he was intimately conversant with, friends with, and now a holy brother in heaven with. When you so consecrate your life to a sacred purpose, such as Herbert Beigel did, and you have the constancy of a path directed toward that cause, through daily effort and striving, through an attempt to be one with your I Am presence and thought, word, and deed, and emulating all that the Great Bright Brotherhood teaches and shares with us through their sponsored messengers, through the dictations over the decades, and now almost a century in time, you too will have delivered to you the impulses that will eventually result in your own ascension and the light. Oh, for 10,000 scrub women, those who are willing to get down and dirty and do the dishes and be in the trenches, not those who seek human fame or glory, those who are true advocates of freedom and do what it takes to build a civilization through effort, through very concrete works. I don't know if Herbert knew of some of his past incarnations. Maybe Geraldine can enlighten us. It's not all that important now that he's ascended, in one sense. And yet, as I sense it, on his behalf. There was a thread of connectedness through many incarnations, going back to Atlantis, where he did support on the front lines the purposes of the Great White Brotherhood through their messengers, through their advocates, even Jesus the Christ. And I see a very stalwart soul who stood on the front lines time and time again. I see one who was ready to charge forth at the command of the generals of that day and take a stand for freedom. I see one who, though there was an outer strength of character, there was a gentility of heart and an alacrity of mind that allowed him to remain focused, allowed him to pursue his higher calling. Yes, we all have our human frailties and foibles, our inconsistencies and our peccadilloes. I'm sure Herbert had his. Yet, the stream of his focus on the light of freedom overshined and overshadowed any of the little things that may have been an issue to his family or to others that he may have interacted with. And so we celebrate his life, his victory, his ascension, and his ongoing work for the Great White Brotherhood. I haven't asked Geraldine if she would like to say anything. Maybe it's too touching for her to come forward, but if you have a story you'd like to tell, I'm sure everyone would love to hear it. But if you're not prepared, that's okay.
Thank you for asking.
Okay.
It's very moving.
So what, Herbert, what Valiant would like to share with us is the importance of love on the path. The continuity of love that one first discovers in a mother's eyes as an infant, in a firm touch of a father's hand as one, as a young child, places one's hand in the hand of a father. The tenderness of love and the strength of love, both. The continuity of love as it is nurtured and nourished within family, within community, within the school systems, by God's grace, especially private schools, where we can still talk about God, worship and pray. The continuity of love as we self-discover who we are in God and realize that the purpose of life is love. And that Saint Germain, as a great exponent of God love, is here for us always to know greater love than what we have already experienced or realized. What Valiant says is that when you go through the ascension process, you truly begin anew to realize what love is on a grander scale. And that until you are actually free of the limitations of the flesh body, you don't truly understand fully what eternal, compassionate, universal, undifferentiated love is. Because in that moment of transcendence, when you merge with your I Am presence as a soul of light, there is a bursting forth of love in all of its glory. You are united with the source of all love. You become that love. Love becomes you. It is worth, he says, the effort to put in daily of the self-discovery process to find the ways and means of expressing love to one another in our families, friend to friend, heart to heart, heart friend to heart friend, co-worker to co-worker, as appropriate. It is worth it because in the end, which is really the beginning, the accumulation of all the love we have shared is there in the experience of that unification of our soul with our oversoul, our I Am presence. And just this experience itself of merging with the allness of God and of what that feels like, what the sensation is of it, what the reality of it is worth all the trials and tribulations that we may experience when we give our love and it is misunderstood. When we share our love and others don't respect our offering. When we wrap our love in what we do through our works, through our activities, and the little daily things that we do that no one sees, because the angels witness our loving thoughts and feelings. The ascended masters are cognizant of when we go the extra mile to love someone and to give of our hearts and to offer something, not in exchange for something else, simply because we desire to give and to love. Chicago is the heart chakra, and Herbert, in Valiant's eyes and in his mind's understanding of the dynamics of all that is at play here in this city and all of these suburbs, is the equation of love itself. As the heart chakra, it's incumbent upon all of us who either live here or have lived here or who are now here during this seminar to discover more of love. How can we reach a new level of loving? We can ask ourselves daily as we awaken. How can we get involved in God's eternal drama of love in the way that the universe expresses itself through us and through all life? How can we make love real in our daily lives so that it is tangible, it is felt, and others either gazing upon us or interacting with us are stimulated by the essence of who we are in God as souls of light? Love is at the core of freedom. Because what freedom is a desire to be free to love, to create, to think, to act, to be. Love is the transformative power of the violet fire because it is the merging of the blue and the pink. The blue directs the pink. The pink is actually the essence of what transmutes within the violet light energy field. Because love is transformative and transmutative and transformational. When we choose to be loving instead of something else, we enter God's heart. And God enters our hearts. When we choose the higher walk with God in love, we have access to the bounties of heaven, the distillates of the Spirit, the sanctifying graces of the all-powerful One. The Lord of all life, who is pure love. Love should be the motive that moves civilization forward into the new era of Aquarius. Love should be front and center as a topic in schools. Preschools all the way through to higher education and universities. Not the love that is only expressed through human interactions, through what people seek in physical intimacy. Love as a virtue that graces civilization as a whole and keeps it together. If love were a subject taught in schools, and it is taught in the schools of light and the etheric octaves, it would be a requisite at all levels, preschool, nursery school, primary, elementary, junior high, high, college, university. Why? Because we can never get enough of an understanding of love. And so it must become a study of our soul for the duration of our life and all lifetimes unto eternity. When we truly understand love at a certain level, maybe going through certain initiations where our love is tested, we will reach a new level where, again, we will discover more of what love is. When we think we have a handle on what love is, God will stretch the boundaries of our consciousness to experience the reopening of our hearts at a new and higher level to experience greater love. Love is nourishing, and yet love divides the real from the unreal within us. Everything that is not born of love eventually withers away and dissolves. Only that which is stamped by love that we have done in our incarnations becomes permanent in the cosmos and has true authenticity and value and holy worth. If your prayer upon arising with the Holy Spirit present with you is, O Lord, love through me this day. O Lord, show me your love. Act through me this day with your love fires present within my heart. Then I can assure you that the Holy Spirit will prove to you how love works. Oh, the workings of love within our lives. If we could see the continuity of our life as it is expressed through all of our incarnations, we would note that when we were loving, all life was blessed around us. And when we were lacking in love, then something else occurred that we may regret and have to transmute later. Let us choose love even as we choose life. I believe in a woman's choice to choose life. Just as I believe in a man's choice to choose to love his wife, his partner, his beloved. Life and love are almost the same. Without love, there is no true life within us. And without the essence of what life is, we don't really experience what true love is. Saint Germain discovered that love is the key to our divinity and to the victory of all alchemy. And if you believe in this master, Saint Germain, then you too can work the works of God through the alchemical formula that he has given us. And you can discover how love itself as the key to the new age of Aquarius will transform you and all around you daily. Citizens of the Chicagoland area, advocates of freedom and of Saint Germain's holy works, love one another as God has loved you, as Jesus has loved you, as Saint Germain has loved you. And this love for one another must be purposeful and fulfilled in active works of charity. It must be demonstrated, not necessarily publicly for all to see, privately, and the way that you hold a high regard for one another in spirit, as initiates, as freedom lovers, as visionaries, as advocates for the Great White Brotherhood. As you love one another, you fulfill the law of life itself. Because you prove then that you truly love God. because you love God within one another. The scriptures say that you may say that you love God, yet if you do not love one another, then you do not truly love God. So your proof of your love for God is your love for one another. How does this love manifest daily? In caring enough to call someone who requires a prayer, support, a simple word of concern, and you can think of 10,000 other ways that love may be expressed if you simply meditate on love and ask how to express your love. Since the purpose of life is to love and to love and to love, there is no greater work upon earth, no greater vocation than to be engaged in love. In whatever you do, whatever you choose as the means of your securing of the abundance that you require. If there is not love in what you do in your vocation, consider another vocation, because there must be love, else that work is insufficient. Or if you are in the right work and line of work, and yet you have forgotten to employ love in that work, then regroup yourself in your spiritual fire and pour love into what you do to make that work vivified and spiritualized by your heart fires. If you've lost the means and the ways of loving through your work and service, then fall on your knees and ask for a new heart to love as the Christ loves, as the saints love, and as your higher self can inspire you to love if you simply give yourself the opportunity to be of service through love. We may say we adore God, that we value one another, that we affirm others' rights to be who they are. Yet if there is not at the very core of our active work and service the expression of love in some way, then those words become meaningless and of little value. We must empower our words with action, love in action. The greatest initiates of all times are those who have demonstrated their love by giving themselves fully to God and to humanity. They have laid down their lives so that others may live by their example, by the power of love that has been etched into Akasha by their sacrifice, by their givingness. Don't discount the little initiations where you are tested to see if you will express love on a daily basis. Find the source of love even when it hurts to give, or when it pains you to be patient with someone to the point almost where you feel downtrodden. By your patience you will possess your souls, and in your souls you will have the source and the fountain of greater love because of that patience that you have expressed. Patience, long-suffering, tempers our souls. How? Because within patience, love affirms and reaffirms that we are willing to bear every cross, every burden, with equanimity, with constancy, and focused attention. If we give up and we become impatient and we lose the concourse of love through our hearts, then we will be used as a tool of the force. And anger and resentment, acrimony, and self-pity will become our fate. It is senseless to live a life outside of love. It only makes sense as a God being for you to be loving and kind, compassionate and caring, because in this you find yourself truly. The ancient adage, man, know thyself as God, can only be truly understood within the framework of the wisdom of love within the heart-mind connection that is garnered by those who feel the wisdom fire of love because they are heart-centered and mindful, loving in their thoughts, kind in their words, respectful of others and their actions and their gestures. The Great White Brotherhood is the greatest advocate of love, God love, on the earth. And those who would be lovers, true lovers of God, can enter this sacred brotherhood of light by modeling that love in daily works of the Spirit. Not just being affectionate in an outward show or demonstration. It is an affectation born of the power of the Holy Spirit that takes hold of you and shakes you until every erg of energy flowing through your chakras and your being is emphasized and powered by the Spirit of divine love. Holy brothers and sisters of my heart, love one another. Cherish God's love within your heart. Be victorious at every turn of your life by choosing love. And you shall win. I thank you. I'd like to thank Beloved Valiant. Valiant. He has been waiting a long time to give that talk. To me, it was probably the greatest sermon I've ever experienced. And the power of it and the fervor of it came from the deepest wells of God consciousness, born of his continuing meditation upon God. And I pray that one day we can maybe even make a little booklet of this discourse and send it around the world in every possible way as an e-book, because the world requires this message. And I'm thankful that Geraldine is here, because I don't think it would have been delivered quite the same without your presence in our midst. I'm so grateful for you, and for Herbert. You know, I didn't really know him intimately as you did, and yet now I know him. I know him deeper and more than I ever could have known him when he was in the flesh, through what he just shared with us. And I know him because of what I felt as he was delivering this message in my heart, in my soul. And I hope that we all will have a greater appreciation for Valiant and what he does for Chicago, what he does for America and the world. And I think that he took his cue from Saint Germain, obviously, because Saint Germain, as a magnificent master who models the purity of God love, is really about the only one who could have inspired this level of love in a discourse. So thank you, beloved Saint Germain, also, for overshining Valiant to be with us on this Saturday.